Suppose you're running a company and every time you try to change something, a group of people blocks you with endless paperwork. Frustrating, right? Well, that's exactly how Elon Musk sees the US government. And now he's stepping in to fix it through something called Doge. Doge is not a government department. It's more like an advisory team, helping different agencies figure things out. Every government agency has at least 4 Doge members keeping an eye on things. And guess what? The whole idea came straight from one of Trump's executive orders. At first, Elon Musk said he would just advise from the outside, like a volunteer. But later, the White House clarified he's actually an unpaid special government employee. That's a fancy way of saying he's officially involved for only 130 days or less per year. Now, here is where it gets interesting. Musk believes there is a fourth branch of government called bureaucracy. According to him, these officials slow down progress and work against Trump's agenda. His mission with Doge is to cut wasteful spending and tackle the US national debt, which is a jaw-dropping $36 trillion. Think about it. If Musk is right, then reducing this bureaucratic roadblock could save taxpayers a lot of money. But here's the big question. Can Doge actually make a difference? Or is this just another government experiment? Let's find out through an example. Now, a couple of days ago, there was an article on US aid that is making headlines in India right now. This article says, Elon Musk and his team has made a big decision. They cancelled $21 million that was meant for voter turnout in India. Now, as an Indian, if you find out that a foreign government is quietly spending millions on your country's elections, sounds strange, right? Personally, I'm not even surprised. But anyhow, let's find out the reason. Why was US money even going into Indian elections? Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, Doge, just cancelled $21 million that was meant for voter turnout in India. And what is the reason? Cutting wasteful spending and making sure US tax dollars are not funding overseas political activities. For decades, US aid has been America's biggest foreign aid agency, spending billions to fund healthcare in Africa, education in Asia, and democracy programs in Eastern Europe. But here's the twist. US aid is more than just a charity. It is a tool of US foreign policy that is used to influence other countries while pretending to help them. US aid has long been accused of working closely with the CIA. The idea is simple. Use development aid as a cover to gather intelligence, support pro-US groups, and push American interests. One of US aid's sister organizations, the National Endowment for Democracy, NED, has been linked to political upheavals around the world. From Ukraine to Nicaragua to Mongolia, NED-funded groups that have played key roles in so-called color revolutions, uprisings that have changed governments, often in ways that benefits the US government. Now the big question is, are these interventions really about democracy? Or are they just another way for Washington to extend its influence? When any country's government becomes too independent, these groups suddenly start pushing protests, funding media campaigns, and supporting opposition leaders. And the result? A government change that often favors US interests. Something we get to see a lot in India. Musk has been saying for a while, if America doesn't cut spending, it will go bankrupt. And this move aligns with Trump's bigger plan to overhaul the budget. Now, here is where it gets interesting. This decision came just days after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Trump at the White House. The two leaders talk about strengthening India-US ties. But right after that, this funding controversy exploded. Is it a coincidence? Maybe, but it is definitely making waves in India's political circles. So, where was this money coming from? US aid, the United States Agency for International Development. Founded in 1961, US aid controls over $40 billion in foreign aid, funding development, health, and humanitarian programs worldwide. But Trump and Musk don't trust it. Trump once called US aid is run by radical lunatics. Musk went even further. He called it a criminal organization and suggested shutting it down completely. Now, India never believed in US aid. It isn't just about development. It's also influencing politics. It funds groups that push anti-Indian narratives under the banner of democracy and human rights. With Musk and Trump looking to dismantle US aid, the big question is, was US taxpayer money really being used to interfere in India's political affairs? Now, given India's strategic importance in the region and its growing influence on the global stage, the US government's foreign aid agency has spent billions worldwide, including in India. On the face value, it funds health, development, and humanitarian projects. But there is another side of this story. This money has gone into influencing India's domestic politics, undermining national sovereignty in the name of democracy. And this concern isn't new. It's been growing for years. Some foreign-funded NGOs in India have been accused of pushing certain agendas. Take the Joshua Project, for example. It collects detailed data of Indian communities, raising fears about how this information is used for religious conversion. Then there is the OCCRP, an investigative group funded partly by US aid. It has continuously targeted Indian businessman Gautam Adani, trying to link his success to PM Modi. And let's not forget Freedom House. Every year, this US-backed group downgrades India's democracy rankings, calling it an electoral autocracy. A growing concern in India is that these funds are being used to shape a narrative, one that portrays India's elected government as authoritarian. This is part of a larger effort to destabilize the country, similar to color revolutions seen in other nations. Now with Elon Musk and Doji shutting down US aid, many in India see this as a win. But here's the catch. Just because US aid is going away doesn't mean US influence will disappear. It will just take a different form. This isn't just about India. The US is rethinking its foreign policy, especially in the Indo-Pacific, with India becoming a key player on the global stage. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I will see you in the next one.